Moving on to the next surah, Surah An-Nasr. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha jaa. Note the zal, not iza, but idha. Tip of the tongue touching the bottom of the two top front teeth, or the tips of the two top front teeth. Idha jaa. Note the big mud must be pulled minimum 3 to 4 arifs. Best is to pull it about 5 arifs. Nasrullahi. Now note, it is not nas, which is a common error that many of us make, but it is rather a sod. Nas, not nas. Note the difference. One is nas, that would be seen, but here we have a sod. Nasrullahi. The ra will be full mouth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is preceded here by a dhamma, or what we call a pesh. So Allah ta'ala's name will also be pronounced full mouth. Nasrullahi wal-fath. Note the ha at the end of the sentence. We must not read wal-fath, but wal-fath. We must have the sound of the ha in the end. Wara'ayta an-nasa. Wara. The ra is full mouth. It is not wara, but wara. At the same time, don't pull the ra. Don't say wara. Wara'ayta. It is wara'ayta. Wara'ayta an-nasa. Note the nasal sound. Wara'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna. Yadkhuluna. Qalqala on the dal. Not yadkhuluna, but yadkhuluna. Yadkhuluna fi dinillahi. Here Allah Ta'ala's name is empty mouth, because it is preceded by a kasra, or what we call a zair. Fi dinillahi afwaja. Fasabbih bihamdi. Note the two big has. Fasabbih bihamdi, not fasabbih bihamdi. That will be small has. We have to pronounce this ha from the center of the throat. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika. The ra again full mouth. Not rabbika, but rabbika wastawfir. Rabbika wastawfir. Innahu kana tawwaba. The nasal sound. Innahu kana tawwaba. The whole surah now. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان تواباً.